Hey guys, so today I'm going to be showing you how to make the triple link chain bracelet. It was actually invented by Justin's Toys, and I give credit, but today I'm also going to be showing you how to make it. So, if you have a small hand, you're going to use about 80 of awl, but if you have an average-sized hand, you're going to use 100, I think, maximum. So you're not going to be using the same format of the loom, so take off the middle of your kit and you put it opposite side so the arrow is pointing at you, and it looks like a huge rectangle. There. So without further ado, you're going to take your white. I'm using white. And you line it up. Start here. And you're pretty much doing a single. Go up. Pull it down each time you put it on, because we're going to put loads of rubber bands on. And you don't stop right here, because that will be too small for you, for everyone. You're gonna turn, you're gonna go up here. Turn it. Pull it down, remember. Make sure they're not twisted, because mine are perfect. Just do it maybe until, because if you have a medium hand, you're gonna go. Okay, so you could stop right here. And now you're gonna start putting on your actual colors like these. So flip it over again. And you start from here again. You take this, you take three rubber bands, and you don't start from the first peg, you start from the second, and reach over all the way to the fourth peg. Pull it down. Now you take your next color, always three, like always. And you start from the middle of your green and pull it all the way up to your fifth peg. Now, go to your fourth peg, which is the middle of the purple. Pull it up to the sixth peg. You can see I'm almost till the end. So once again, you put it in the middle till the very last peg. But here, as you can see, it's going like small square. So you take your next color, which in this case is green, and you put it in the middle and stretch it like a triangle. So it's the first peg of the others. And now you twist it and you make another triangle. Place it on this last peg. Right here, make it into a triangle. Just make sure it doesn't overlap. See, it's kind of complicated. Okay, now you continue doing this, but don't be confused. You just have to put it here and over here. Purple, here, green. We're almost done. Here. Continue doing this until you reach this pet. So it should look like this. And make sure you haven't put it on the last, very last peg. So you're not done putting your rubber bands, you have to put your last one. So take your white, or in this case, and you have to make it like a cap band. I suggest you put it here. And instead of rotating it two times, rotate it three times. So it could be extra firm. So as you can see, mine is three times. And you're finally done putting your bands. So now you twist it, and you start from where your cap band is. We're not looping these colors, we're looping the white. So you stretch through the cap band. You take out your white bands, stretch it out, and put it on. Now you carefully go through green, take it out, pull it out. Make sure you don't do it that fast because all of them will go over. Now you go through and you take, once again, go through, pull out your white, go through. Make sure you look carefully so you won't accidentally take the green or your purple. Take the white one, go through, take the white one, go through, don't be frightened on this part. You're doing the same exact thing. You just turn it, and it's pretty easy because you just pull out like one here. Just make sure you pull it down. Yeah, there we go. Now you just turn and loop it until the end over here. The result should look like this. Now you're ready to take everything off. Just put your hook through here, all the way to the thickest part so nothing drops, and start taking it off. Slowly and carefully. These colors look like very colorful. And on the end here, you could see you have the cap band, so don't even touch that. And you have completed your bracelet right here. Just keep it on your hook. Stretch it out so everything is normal. Pull. As you can see, it looks like small chains, which is very nice. You just take whatever clip, and I suggest you put your ear left over right over here so it's easy to put your clip on. Just put it through. It's kind of hard with a nice clip. Now, cap band, it's going to be hard to put it on, so stretch it out for at least one peg, and make sure clip goes on all, every single one of them, and you are done with your bracelet. Just pull, and you are done. Thanks for watching. Subscribe and like for more.